This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Dr. Don Jones is Director for Breeding Genetics and Biotechnology with Cotton Incorporated.
The iPhone or other innovative products that are a part of everyday life now, much of the research that allows those products to be commercialized occurs decades before you actually see the commercial product. And oftentimes, some of that research is occurring in the space program or military programs or all sorts of uses. A good example, for instance, you know how drones are becoming, people are looking for more and more uses of drones. Well, the military spends an enormous amount of money on drones. And so agriculture will benefit because of the money expenditures of basic R&D that military and probably people like Amazon and all sorts of people like that, agriculture will benefit from that. Similarly, a lot of the techniques we're trying to develop for agriculture, like interpretation of photography, to know what the crop may be telling us something. We then may know a disease may be upon us or the plant needs a little bit more or less water or whatever the case may be. A lot of that basic R&D has occurred years before you see that in a grower's field or in the retail setting, whatever the case may be. And that's the reason it's important to have that basic research. Not all of it will pan out, but that's why it's called research. If we knew exactly what it was, it wouldn't be research, it'd be development. We'd just be commercializing it.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.